This is Jeb Blunt and it's Money Monday on the Sales Gravy Podcast.
Say make money, money, make money, money, money.
Make money, money, make money, money, money. Money makes the world go round. I'm the talk around town. Remy gave me the sound.
There are good salespeople, great salespeople, and then there are the ultra high performers. The ultra high performers out earn the other salespeople 3-1 and get pretty much all the awards, the trips, the prizes, the cash, and the recognition. The ultra high performers have consistently high performance and tend to stay on top over the long haul. And certainly the ultra high performers are good at selling. They've got talent, skill, experience, and drive. But the thing is, so do lots of salespeople. What separates the ultra high performers from everyone else and why they consistently outperform other salespeople is prospecting. You see, ultra high performers are fanatical prospectors. They're obsessive about keeping their pipeline full of qualified prospects. They prospect anywhere and anytime, constantly turning over rocks looking for their next opportunity. And because of this, they are never desperate or wanting for a deal, which keeps them in emotional control and makes them better negotiators and better sales professionals. Fanatical means motivated or characterized by an extreme uncritical enthusiasm. For ultra high performers, prospecting is a way of life. It's the skin that they wear. They dive into cold calling, networking, asking for referrals, text message prospecting, email prospecting, social media prospecting, following up on inbound leads, and talking to strangers with enthusiasm. They don't make excuses, they don't complain, they don't live in fear, they don't procrastinate, and they prospect even when they don't want to because they are driven to keep the pipeline full. You see, ultra high performers carry around a backpack full of business cards everywhere they go, and they interrupt strangers on airplanes, in doctor's offices, at sporting events, at trade shows, and anywhere else they can get face to face with potential customers. They get up in the morning and they bang the phone. During the day, they knock on doors, and before they quit, they make even more calls. They don't whine like babies about not having enough leads or that the leads are bad. They get up, get moving, and generate their own pipeline. Yet most salespeople and even sales managers waste time looking for the secret of the ultra high performer success, believing and falsely hoping that there must be some magic pill that these ultra high performers are leveraging to win so often. I remember when I was the number one salesperson in my company. That year, I broke the all-time record for the most sales in a single year and edged out close to 1,000 other reps to claim the account executive of the year. Up on stage, as our CEO handed me the big trophy, he urged me to tell the large crowd at the awards ceremony the secret to my success. Well, I told the truth. I made 100 prospecting calls every day, rain or shine, every day. Afterwards at the reception, people continued to probe me for my secret, and even as I repeated my formula again, they were unwilling to believe that making 100 outbound calls a day could generate superstar results. And a year later, when I walked on stage again to pick up the same trophy, they still didn't get it. You see, fanatical prospecting was my secret. I won more often because I had more opportunities to win, and I had more opportunities to win because I usually had twice as many prospects in my pipeline as the next rep, and I had twice as many opportunities because I made more prospecting calls. I wasn't smarter, more talented, more experienced, or better trained than anyone around me. I was just fanatical about keeping my pipeline full. Ultra high performers are aware of the brutal truth that the number one reason for failure in sales is not lack of talent or training, not a poor territory or an inferior product, not subpar communication and presentation skills, not a failure to ask for the business and close. You see, the brutal truth is the number one reason for failure in sales is an empty pipeline. And the number one reason why you have an empty pipeline is that you are not prospecting every day, every day, every day. So what's the key to developing the ultra high performer's fanatical prospecting mindset? Well, it starts with getting face to face with the fact that prospecting is hard, grueling, rejection dense work, which is why so many salespeople don't do it and instead spend their time seeking magic pills, shortcuts, or just ignore prospecting altogether until their pipeline is empty and it's too late. Next, you have to accept that prospecting sucks and get over it. Because if you want to be successful in sales, you have to prospect consistently. So tell yourself the truth. It hurts and rejection stings. Then focus on what you want. Tap into your desire, your goals, your dreams, and your ambition. Put your mental energy on your future and use that to overcome your natural tendency to avoid the short-term pain of prospecting. And finally, do a little bit every day. Every day, every day, every day. Look, it's easy to procrastinate and put off prospecting. However, if you do a little bit every day, prospecting becomes much easier. Just block the time on your calendar and don't let anything interfere. And soon, as your prospecting numbers add up, your pipeline will fill to the brim and they'll be calling you an ultra high performer.
Let's face it, sales is just better when you believe in what you're selling and your paycheck reflects your effort. At the Travel and Leisure Company, they are hiring sales professionals across the United States, Asia, and Australia to represent brands like Club Wyndham, Margaritaville Vacation Club, and Sports Illustrated Resorts. You'll help families create memories that they'll never forget while building a career with exceptional earning potential, comprehensive benefits, retirement savings, and travel perks that help you create your own memories. Visit salesgravy.com/TNL. That's salesgravy.com/TNL today and start putting the world on vacation.
Bible of the fittest, you could sink or swim. I've been broke, I ain't never going back again. I need some C notes, some cheddar, and a stack of ends. I need a bowl of dough, I don't need no Facebook friends. I need a pack of them snaps, a handful of Fetty Wops, a rubber band on my greenbacks. Look, dawg, don't be playing with my paper. I need every red cent, that's why I brought my little scraper.